Welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is episode 8. This is the first podcast of 2016. So thank you, everybody, for joining. And thank you for listening and downloading and gaining interest in all the other episodes as well. They are free. Download whenever you want. Listen to whenever you want. Tell your friends about it. It's a good podcast. Got even better stuff coming up in the future. Today I got... today we got another podcast from a truck coming to you. We're heading down to our family ranch for a weekend of hunting. And I got a fan favorite with me again here for the road. It's Frank Villarreal. Everybody say what's up.
Hey, what's up?
All right. So we're going to... last time, if you listen to the last podcast, which was episode 6, we did another podcast from a truck. And we were heading down to the family ranch as well. And we were just talking about different things of what we noticed, you know, out here, and you know, different tactics that we use. So to report back from that, we actually had a good weekend that weekend. My brother shot a small spike buck as soon as we got there, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's kind of weird that you see a deer out, you know, at 2 o'clock, or and so the weather was actually good. It was about mid 40s, a little bit of drizzle, you know, real chilly outside. So it was just perfect conditions for it to happen. Now, what was weird is because on that podcast, we actually had talked about, you know, weather conditions and things of that sort, things that we do as far as like using, what is that called? The spray that hides your scent. You know, different things like that. This time around, we didn't do any of that. You know, we didn't pay attention to the wind. We didn't pay attention to our scents. You know, we walked by the feeders. We went and you know, walked down the senderos. And what do you know?
We were just anxious to start hunting. I think that day we had gone by what Dad would always tell us. You know, it's perfect hunting conditions. It's cold and drizzling or whatever, or whatever we had talked about that day, but. Yeah, I think we just wanted to get into the blind, and you know, we get there, you know, like you said, whatever time, 2 o'clock, and get in the blind, and pretty much 10 minutes later I shot my deer and I'm ready to come home already. It takes us like an hour and a half, 2 hours to get out here, 10 minutes of hunting. I was ready to come back, but no, we wound up staying. I think did we spend the night?
We did. No, you know what? We didn't. That was actually a hunt we just went for the afternoon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Which was funny because we had gotten there and we just got set up and laid some corn, and we went to the blind you were going to use to go, you know, set up. And I'm walking to my blind and I hear a shot go off. I'm like, what? Well, I had texted you or called you that there was turkeys that I had scared by camp, so they were going to head up that way.
Yeah.
So when I heard the shot, I thought it was a turkey, but... Then you called me and you're like, hey, I shot a deer. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's true. And then because I remember telling you the whole story. I wasn't situated correctly in the blind because like the deer just kind of showed up all of a sudden, so I wasn't able to, I guess, have correct posture to shoot a high powered rifle. And I just remember shooting it, you know. I was kind of leaning over, kind of twisted at the waist, and I just kind of shot, and you know, I felt my adrenaline going and my heart pumping, and I didn't feel any, I didn't feel anything else. Like, I kind of felt like my head, like, kind of like, I don't know, like, I don't even know how to describe it, but something happened. And then I shot whatever stuff. I thought that I had missed it because when as soon as I shot, I looked up and it was, you know, I didn't see the deer there anymore. So, you know, I was sitting there in the blind for a few seconds just telling myself, man, how did I miss that? Like, you know, like, I waited all this time to finally see a deer and shoot a deer, and I miss it, you know. And then like a few thoughts that ran through my head was like, what am I going to tell the others, you know? Like, you know, like, yeah, you know, I just got here, you know, I shot and I missed, you know. So so I got off the blind kind of like, you know, like, ah, darn it, man, I missed it. So then as I'm walking towards where the deer was standing, I was looking for, like, blood, you know, on the ground. And, of course, you know, I see some. So I'm like, okay, I hit it. So I just turned to the left and started walking into the brush a little bit. And it was, like, maybe, like, 20, 25 yards in. It was right there. And that's when I had, you know, I called you and stuff and told you, and you were like, what? So then you went over there and stuff. And then, like, I remember talking to you and, you know, telling you whatever. you know, what, you know, the whole story real quick again. And then you were like, hey, you got blood on your nose. And I was like, what? So I'm thinking like, how did I get blood on my nose from the deer, right? And like, you know, I haven't even touched the wound or anything, right? And then like, it was a flashback. Like I remembered, you know, not having correct posture, twisting at the waist and shooting whatever, the scope hit the bridge of my nose like hard. and it gave me a gash, you know. And it gave me a gash. And what sucked about that was the weekend when that was the next day, I think, we were gonna baptize Emily.
Yeah.
So yep. You know, there I am at church and I'm trying to look nice in church with a big old gash on my nose. We have pictures to prove it and stuff, and I'm like, oh my god, you know. But yeah, that was something.
Well, what was it that you were gonna tell everybody, like when somebody came up to you and was like, hey man, you got blood on your nose, or you have dried up blood on your nose?
I don't remember.
You're gonna be like, oh well, I shot a deer, don't worry about it, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Like for any little thing, for any little thing, like, hey, what is that? Cut him off halfway. Oh well, I shot a deer. You know.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
yeah.
All it is.
Yeah, it's no big deal. No big deal.
Well, that
I forgot that I had told you that, man.
No, yeah, that was a good start. That was a good start because that was one of our first trips that we started coming out here. So you got the deer on that one, and then the following weekend, me and Dad came out here and ended up shooting a hog.
Yeah, it was the following weekend, right?
Yeah, it was the following weekend.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't come with y'all that time. I don't remember why.
I think
did Amanda have something?
Yeah. Maybe? She had that robotics thing.
Okay, yeah. So that, yeah, okay, that's right. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
No, it was her birthday. It was her birthday party that
because
we were a main event, and then me and Dad left late, so we didn't get to the ranch. We didn't get to camp till 10:30 at night, and on a Friday night. And usually at our camp feeder, the way we have it at our ranch, I don't know how everybody has it at their ranch, you know, or, you know, what their situation is, but our hogs are completely nocturnal. We don't ever see any during the day, ever, rarely. If we do see them, it's on camera.
Yeah, it's on camera.
Even at that, that's very rare that you see it. So we got there at 10:30, and it's, you know, of course, it's super quiet. With us, whenever we get to camp, and if we're going to hunt hogs at night with the camp feeder, the feeder's about 40 yards away or so. And there's a light from camp that stays on all the time.
Very
so
dim, very, yeah.
So I mean, the hogs are used to it.
Yeah, it's bright around the camp, but towards where the feeder is, it's very dim.
Yeah, it's dim. Yeah.
It's just enough light to see like through the crosshairs.
Yeah, exactly. So whenever we got there, we left everything off. You know, we didn't turn any lights on. We just quickly got situated and put the gun over there by the rest where we shoot. And sat there for an hour and a half. And you know, at midnight, my wife, you know, I was texting my wife at midnight, and I was like, hey, you know, I'm probably gonna go to sleep in a little bit, you know, I'm getting kind of tired. And I sent the text, and then a few minutes later, like, I put my head back just so I can close my eyes and rest for a little bit. And I open my eyes, I look forward, and I see a big black shadow under the feet. I'm like, whoa. I was like, what the heck is that? You know, it looked pretty tall. I was like, no way. So Dad was on the other side of me, so I whispered to him, and I was like, hey, I was like, there's a hog out there. And he's like, well, shoot it, man. Hurry up and shoot it. And so I, you know, I aimed at it, and it was looking like straight at me. So I was trying to wait till he, like, you know, turned broadside so that way I can get a clear shot of his head. And he kept picking up his head, you know, like he could hear me. You know, and I was making some creaks and cranks, you know, with the chair and stuff. So, you know, I didn't want to spook him off. So I just shot, you know, straight at his jaw, and it, you know, knocked him down right on the spot with an 80 grain 243 bullet. And went over there to go look at him, man. He was a big boy. But so those two weekends were good. Good hunting.
Yeah.
The next morning, I hunted the next morning. I didn't see anything. Nothing came out, but it was okay because we had some meat, which is, you know, really what my main priority was for the weekend. And then last week we came out, and it was just raining all weekend. It was just terrible. You know, we like to hunt in the rain, you know, but it was too much.
Yeah, that's an experience that I'm never going to forget, man, because it was cold, And it rained and it rained and it rained. Like, I couldn't believe how much it rained. Like, it never stopped. And yeah. The roads just got ugly. And I was worried about how we were going to get out of there. And, oh, man, it was, yeah.
Yeah, it sucked. And you're right, it was an experience because, you know, I don't know how many people out there that, you know, go hunting. You know, if somebody tells me that they go hunting, I think that they travel, you know, more than an hour and a half to get to wherever they're going to go hunting, you know, an hour and a half. You know, I never really thought of, like, you know, if you can go somewhere in like 30 minutes and then get back home in the same day, then that's, I don't really consider that, you know, hunting. You don't go for the full experience. If you go somewhere where you go hunting a full weekend, that's, you know, that's true hunting. You know, you're out there in amongst the wild. You're like, think about it, like really think about it. Cause I was thinking about it at work today and I was like, man, we travel from our suburban lives, you know, work, and we're amongst all these people and we're entering a territory that belongs to all these animals.
Yeah. And there's like nobody out there. I mean, it's yeah, you know. And actually, I mean, I'm gonna have to disagree with you on that as far as, you know, like that people that, you know, don't travel far, you know, that they're not, I think the only difference is, I mean, yeah, you know, that's true. You know, they're not, I mean, they're not far from, you know, the big city or whatever and stuff. I mean, then, but I think maybe what they're not experiencing that we are is kind of like the camping, you know, the camping part of it.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes, I mean, you know, or most of the time, you know, I really don't care for that part. So, like, if there was a way I can bypass that, like, getting, you know, ourselves an RV or something like that, where, like, we can make it better and have it, you know, when we're tired at the end of the hunt, or, you know, go lie down and actually get a good rest or watch TV or, you know, just, you know, any, you know, because we're really roughing it, though, you know, the way we do it now, you know, it's, yeah, it's really roughing it, but, yeah, but I mean, that, yeah, that's what I think about that.
Yeah, I like to see other people roughing it out too, man. I think that's that, dude, because I've seen people, and I know of people that they go out and, you know, they're off there for a weekend, and all they have is like a, you know, like a tarp, you know, a tarp, yeah, over their head.
Yeah.
You know, they shit in the ground. They put a hole. You know, they dig, yeah, a hole. They shit in there. You know, they go, you know, 2 or 3 days without a taking a bath or anything, you know. Yeah. And can you believe
they're at one with nature?
Yeah. And it's all just for shooting a deer, man, or, you know, just getting meat, dude. But
yeah, I know,
it's enjoyable, man, being out here. No, I look forward to it all, yeah, the time.
No, me too. I mean, you know, I know some of the experiences are horrible, like with, like last weekend with the weather, so like that, but you know, I also tell people, like, when I'm gonna go hunting or whatever stuff, and I talk to people at work and they're like, man, you know, what do you get out of that or whatever and stuff? And I'm like, man, you know, I'm not gonna try to explain it to you because obviously we're not in the same frame of mind or thought, or you know as far as what we think about hunting. And like, it's like you said, it's enjoyable and I get a lot out of it. Like, it's peaceful. You know, like to me, like when I'm sitting in the blind, I'm just looking out, you know, just like looking at the ranch or the land or nature, yeah, or whatever stuff. I mean, to me, that's peaceful, you know. And
yeah,
I mean, you know, I'd much rather be doing that than walking in a crowded mall and, you know, trying to, you know, I mean, I don't know. That's,
yeah, yeah, no. And see, and that's something that only a few people are going to understand, man.
Yeah. And like today, like, you know, I was having a conversation with a coworker. And I was looking, like, I was standing, well, wait, no, 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 okay, I was at work, and I was standing against the wall, and it was almost time to go, and I was just, like, looking, like, I wasn't looking at anything, I was just looking, like, you know, like when you kind of stare through something.
Yeah.
And she goes, Frank, she goes, you look like you're sad, you know, like, or, like, look like you're thinking about something too hard. And I said, you know what I'm thinking about? I said, I'm thinking about hunting, you know. and she was like, oh, you hunt? And I'm like, yeah, I hunt. And she goes, that's nasty, right? And I'm like, what do you mean that's nasty? I said, you know, I said, well, she goes, what do you eat what you kill? I said, yes, I do. You know, like, if I get lucky enough to kill something, yeah, you know, I'm gonna eat it. And then she goes, yeah, that, you know, that's what I don't like. And then I said, well, well, think about that next time you're eating your hamburger, I told her.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was like, you know, it's, you know, it, it came from an animal that was out in a, you know, kind of a ranch setting, you know.
Yeah,
you know, and I mean, they got the meat the same way we're getting the meat out of the deer and the pig or the turkey or whatever it is, a rabbit or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they're having to kill it, you know. they're having to butcher it, you know. I mean, it's the same thing. So people that kind of have that opinion, like, oh no, you know, I can't eat that, and you know, I'm like, well, it's, what's the difference?
Yeah, yeah,
you know what, and I understand, you know, a lot of people have a problem with like the way game, wild game tastes, you know, and I understand that, because I've had wild game before that was prepared by maybe somebody else, or you know, or maybe even by me, you know, when I was first starting to make anything like that, where like I didn't care for the taste either. I was like, oh, you know what? No. But it's all on how you prepare and stuff. So I think that a lot of these people have those experiences where they're already turned off by the taste. So they're turned off by hunting, period.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, no. You know, last time I, you know, somebody gave us some deer meat or whatever stuff, and it was horrible. Like my sister-in-law, when I made that chili for Christmas, I wanted her to try it. And she was like, no. She goes, I don't like the gamey taste. I'm like, well, you haven't even tasted this yet, right? And she's like, no, well, it's just that somebody brought some deer burgers, some venison burgers to work one time. And she goes, and you know, and I wanted to try. So I took a bite, and she goes, and it left a gross aftertaste. I said, yeah. I said, you know, I can see that. You know, I said, but you know, try. You know, I promise you, this doesn't taste like that. She didn't taste it, but still, anyways, yeah.
Well, you know, man, I'm going to go off, dude, because so like whenever I posted the picture on my Facebook, man, of that hog that I shot, believe it or not, dude, I had 3 people unfriend me, dude, right away.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. If you can believe that, dude, that people don't like there was people on my friends list that don't like hunting.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing some girl, right? Like if you post a picture of you shooting a deer or a pig or you know whatever, she's like, I'm gonna unfriend you.
Oh my god.
When I read that, I was like, but you were just, you know, you were at freaking McDonald's yesterday, you know, like you were the one eating a burger yesterday. Like that's the exact same thing. You know, whenever I saw that 3 people, like I don't know who they were exactly, I just saw my numbers drop, and I figured like, why did, you know, my numbers drop that quickly after I posted that picture?
Yeah.
I was like, it had to be it, you know. And I guess I can kind of look back and like think of certain people who it would be. I haven't checked yet,
yeah.
But you know, I can think of who it might be.
Yeah.
And dude, I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah, you know, that's, I mean,
it's either. Oversensitive people, man. It's oversensitive people.
I guess though, man, because I mean, there's a few people on my timeline too. Like we were just talking earlier, you know, we're not going to name any names obviously, but I mean, there are some people that I'm, you know, I'm tired of the same stuff over and over and over that they post, you know, and like, so I mean, you know, something like that, you know, unfriend, yeah, hit that button, unfriend, let's go.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I mean, I mean, you know, everybody's sensitive, man. I mean, there's just certain, you know, some people don't like to see that stuff, and or just like when it comes to, you know, one of my biggest pet peeves about Facebook is blaming Obama for everything.
Oh, you know? Dude.
Like, Obama. Oh, thanks, Obama. And, you know, I'm like, man, really? It's like, you know, these people are going to, they're going to bitch no matter who you have in the office.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, it's just like, you know, I don't know, man. I'm not going to get into all that
stuff.
Dude,
when he was reelected, a lot of people on my Facebook were like, oh, great, well, this is going to happen, or you know, now this is going to happen because of that. Well, you know what? Move out of the damn country.
Yeah.
Leave. Leave. Because that's all I see all the time. People are posting all this stuff like, oh, well, thanks to Obama this, or Obama's a liar, or Obama's a devil, and blah, blah.
Yeah.
Dude, shut the hell up already and get over it.
And, you know, and, like, this is, you know, I had made a point with somebody about this the other day. I mean, if you find a cure for cancer, if somebody finds a cure for cancer, there's going to be a faction of the United States, a faction of people that are going to be against it. And so that's all I'm saying is that there's people against everything. They will find something to bitch at, you know, and you know, whether it's, you know, Obama, whether it's all, you know, all these oil field people, you know, losing their jobs. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? They're upset. And, you know, and I understand that because that's their livelihood. But, hey, guess what? We all get cheaper gas, you know. Yeah. So there's, you know, there's a trade-off, you know. But, you know, there's a faction for everything. And, you know, and, just, you know, and like people are probably wondering, well, who would be upset at somebody finding a cure for cancer? Pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah.
You know, because they're not going to be able to make, you know, money off of you anymore. So, I mean, that's the example, you know, that's a prime example. How you're not gonna, I mean, you can't please everybody, you know. It's never gonna happen. Never.
Yeah.
Another you know, goal right there.
You know, I when it comes to that whole political stuff, dude, like, I see a lot of people complaining about that stuff now, but when I look at the runners that are up right now, I don't see it getting any better.
No.
And I don't see, you know, I mean, because the most notable you have is Donald Trump, and then Hillary Clinton, and what is it, Jeb Bush, I think, was also, you know, in that, and then Bernie Sanders.
You know, I haven't really followed any of that stuff, but like you said, like, the most notable one to me is Donald Trump, and one of the most stupid, asinine quotes that I ever heard anybody say was when they were asking him, you know, about, you know, I guess what makes him a good candidate or whatever stuff, and then so he started talking about how he started from small means, and this was his exact quote, and I don't know if you heard it. He said, "My father gave me a small loan of $1 million, and I, you know, built my empire from there." Okay, now who thinks $1 million is a small loan? You know, and I think that's a perfect example, and this kind of foreshadowing for him of how out of touch that he's going to be with the poor and probably the middle class. Because a small loan is not $1 million.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm like, dude, really? I mean, you're really going to say that? Like, you know, a small loan of $1 million?
No, a small loan to us is $200.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be the difference, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, give any one of us $1 million and we could probably live the rest of our lives with that. You know, a small loan of $1 million.
Yeah, yeah. And on the other hand, Bernie Sanders, you know, he wants to, and I'm going to say okay for this because I'm not rich, but he wants to tax, you know, 90% of what, you know, a rich person makes,
yeah,
after they reach a certain point, you know, just like a given number, you know, let's say somebody reaches $5 million for a year. Everything after 5 million, he's going to tax 90% of that. And 90% is a lot, but then again, they're also, you know, they're making so much money. So, I mean, there's give and take. And, you know, my point that I started earlier is that, and what also you've been saying is that nobody's going to, you know, half and half, you know, nobody's going to be happy. Not everybody's going to be happy.
Nope, you can't.
I'm interested to see how it's going to fall out. And to be honest with you, I don't follow the politics. I don't even vote. I don't vote, dude. I don't vote at all. Because I don't pay attention enough, and I don't want to be, it's hard to think that you're going to be the deciding vote, but, you know, yeah. I don't want to make the wrong decision. I just stay out of touch with it. I don't really pay attention to it. And I've had people like, man, I had somebody like blow my ear off, dude, the one time, the last election. Cause I told him, I was like, no, I don't vote. And then they blew me
it's
off.
It's your God given right.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like, I was like, I don't pay attention to shit. And, this girl,
how un-American of you.
This girl was like, I think you should pay attention. She's like, I think you need to pay attention to all the political stuff. I was like, hey, you know what? There's, you know, wait, so many, you know, billion people in the U.S. I'll let them worry about it, man. Well, I'm not going to deal with
okay,
it.
Okay, and this is the last thing that I'm going to say about this political stuff, because I'm not a political person, you know, and I don't really pay attention to that stuff. But I do know, you know, like, the whole United States, okay, like, you need to think about what's good for the whole, you know. Dude, I just reminded me of Austin Powers right there with that line. No, but like, you know, what's good for the whole group? You know, all these people that are complaining about certain things, they're just thinking about themselves. You know, they're not thinking about everybody that lives here, you know, like in the United States. You know, it's that selfish mentality. You know, I mean, yeah, you know, there might be some governmental decision or some law or some policy or some, you know, regarding whatever your income, your taxable income or whatever, that's going to affect you. But for the most part, I think those laws and those policies and all those things, they're set for the whole, you know, the whole piece of the pie, everybody, you know. So I don't know. Anyways, that's it with that stuff, man.
Yeah, I don't I have some friends on Facebook that post a lot of political stuff, man, and it's such a sensitive subject, dude. They always end in arguments.
Yeah.
There's always somebody that comes in and tries to prove a point.
You know,
somebody else comes in and
I read it
because it's funny, but I don't care and I don't really like pay attention to it.
You know, you know how they say, don't ever get into politics or don't ever talk about religion with coworkers or, you know, or I mean anybody really. I mean maybe your spouse, you know, that's about it. I can give you like a whole story that happened to me yesterday, but I don't want to bore everybody else, but it's, you know, it's a story with religion, and I had it yesterday happen to me. But it's like example, you know, like you don't talk about that stuff with somebody, especially, I mean, it was kind of my fault because I started talking to one of my patients and we started talking about religion, and like she's real religious and I'm not. And she was trying to convert me to her, you know, to her thing. And anyways, it's a whole long story. I mean, it probably was an hour long. But anyways,
Well, you know what, man?
Don't start it, man.
Yeah, you know, dude, I was about to say, man, there's a lot of people that I know, man, that claim to be, you know, of a certain religion. And, you know, they don't do anything. According to them, they don't do anything wrong. You know, they live by God's word or, you know, what it might be.
Well, you know why they say that, man? Because if you're Catholic, you know, like we are, you know, you go to church and you confess your sins, man. Clean slate, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So they can technically say at the start of every week, I don't do anything wrong because they're clean slated, man.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And you know, those people that I know, they're the most judgmental ones.
Yeah.
You know, and they're the most, I tell myself, you know, that, dude, I think about that a few times a week, man, because I'll see them on Facebook or, you know, here and there, and, you know, they say, you know, they post quotes, you know, verbs or whatever call them.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I'm like, wait, I was like, because I can recall when we were hanging out in person, you talking about this person or that person and talking about this and that. I'm like, okay, wait, you can't claim that religion, post verbs all over Facebook, and then, you know, scripture. you're really not about that life, because you're still talking about everybody behind their back. Yeah. You still have your opinions that you're making out there, and that's just the way it is. Yeah. And that's you know what? And I'm gonna say that's the beauty about Facebook, is because Facebook is a good it's a good way to hide, man, because you can make yourself look like the best father, the best husband.
Well, that's what they call it, fake book. You know, it's because it's
I like that. That's like a good one.
Yeah, fake book, because everybody puts their best foot forward, and the, you know, you're not seen. You know, it's like that thing where they show like the glacier in the water, how like, you know, all people see is the top, but they don't see everything in the bottom, you know, whatever. So, well, you know that it's that analogy.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, I think we need to change subjects, man, because you're probably going to lose listeners.
No, I'm not, dude, because this is real, dude, and I think a lot of other people notice it, you know? And I've known people, man, that, you know, I'm not naming names, man, but I know people that on Father's Day, and these are old people that I know, man. It's nobody that I know now. It's nobody that's on my Facebook now. But, like, you know, I'll see on Father's Day, you know, they get tagged in a photo that says, you know, this is the best husband ever. Yeah. And, you know, thank you for everything you do. But I can recall whenever this person beats that same person.
Yeah.
You know, domestic abuse.
Yeah.
And of course, that's not going to make it on Facebook. That never made it to Facebook.
No.
But they're putting their you know, their best foot forward to make this person look like the best, you know?
And yeah, man, that's just the way
that's it just
is,
one
man.
Example. And I hate it. And that's, you know, that ultimately makes me want to leave social media for a while, man, honestly, and just get back to the basics, man, the way it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, because it, there's a lot of fake, you know, fake stuff out there, man, that people do. And I'm okay with, you know, posting your, you know, your achievements, man. That's good, dude. If I see somebody bought a house, yeah. Well, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, and that's what I love about Facebook. And you know, we come from a very huge extended family. So obviously, I mean, you know, you and I mean, we have cousins that we've never even met, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, but you know, I like to see, you know, what they're up to and stuff like that, you know. I mean, that's, you know, and I think that's what Facebook was meant for. You know, it's more for like, you know, hey, you know, keep in touch, you know, type of thing. You know, it's not meant to start arguments. It's not meant to, you know, I don't know, dude. It's just, I just wish that people could use it for, and, you know, maybe it's just immature people, man, that are on it, you know.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a very good point.
Or whatever stuff, but, I mean, you know, too bad they don't have like a thing where, like, you know, restrictions on who can join Facebook or whatever. But anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I like it for that fact, you know. I mean, you know, we can keep in touch with, you know, relatives or whatever that we don't see every day, or that we haven't talked to in a while. You know, we still know what's going on with their lives. You know, and yeah, like you were saying, accomplishments. You got a house. You graduated. You have birth in the family.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever,
you know. Yeah, that's
look,
awesome.
Look at our cousin Buddha. I got married the other day in Hawaii, man. I didn't even know they were going over there.
I was looking at that, man.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, I'm happy for him, man.
But I think he was stationed out there or something like that, wasn't he?
Oh, I have no idea, dude. Yeah. I haven't seen him in a few years, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, that's the thing, dude, is that you gotta, you know, that's another thing. You gotta take, you know, that with the, you know, you gotta take the good with the bad, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna leave that subject behind. I hope everybody understands.
You know, we wasted a lot of time talking about that.
Yeah,
stuff.
You know, but like I said, man, it's real, and it's nothing that nobody has thought of before, man. And you know, a podcast ultimately gives a voice, man, and you know, yeah, somebody true. Else is going to agree with it. Other people aren't going to agree with it. If you don't agree with it, that's fine. You know, I'm not asking for an argument. I'm not asking for a fight. It's just opinions. That's a good thing about having a podcast, is that you talk about your own opinions. They don't necessarily have to agree with anybody else.
Yeah.
And you know, that's that. You know, I'm not here to make friends. I'm not here to lose friends. I'm not here to do anything. You know, I just like doing this. It's fun. You know. So we're on our last road till we get to the ranch. So real quickly before we cut this short, I want to get into the NFL playoffs, because that's this weekend. It's actually tomorrow, the AFC Saturday and then NFC Sunday. All right, dude. So AFC wild card
weekend.
Yeah, man. So what games do we got? We got Kansas City and Houston. Who do you got for that, man?
Kansas City.
Oh, dude,
know that they've won 10 in a row, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna agree with you. But I would like to see Texans go, you know, further, just because I want to see them succeed. But I'm going to have to go with Chiefs, man.
Yeah, no, man.
I'm going to have to go with Chiefs.
I think it's going to be a really, really good game. But ultimately, man, I think the what's that right there, man?
It's a coyote.
Oh, wow.
It's a coyote, yeah.
Ultimately, I think the Chiefs are going to overcome them, man.
I think so, yeah. The other AFC game, who is
Pittsburgh.
It?
Pittsburgh.
Ah, yeah.
And I'm not sure who they're even playing, to tell you the truth.
Aren't they,
man,
playing Cincinnati? Is it Cincinnati?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Pittsburgh, dude. I think Roethlisberger with Antonio Brown and Martavis Bryant, I think they're...
Who's got home field? Do you know?
I think Pittsburgh just got in, man, so I think it's Cincinnati.
Cincinnati,
dude.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Pittsburgh too, just because of their high octane offense and because the Bengals don't have Andy Dalton, man.
Yeah, 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 that's true.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, so I think we're two. We're yeah. So we're both agree.
Yeah.
So we got okay. So then okay, we got that. We'll go week by week on this, man, because you know I don't want to get ahead, and you know I want to go based on the teams that are gonna win. Okay, so NFC Sunday we have Green Bay versus Washington in Washington, right?
Yeah, it's in Washington. Yeah.
Okay, so who do you got on that, man? Because I think we might disagree on this one.
You know me, man. I'm not a fan of either of them. So, you know, this is... I mean, you know, it's not that I hate them, but I don't root for either one of them. So, it, you know, this is an unbiased, honest pick, man. But I think the Redskins are going to take it, man. It's like I was telling you earlier. They're on a roll right now. They're just on a roll. They're you know, their offense is clicking, man. Like Kirk Cousins is like playing, you know, awesome, man. And then Jordan Reed, and then, you know, and DeSean Jackson too. And this, but no, but the key to that team that they've been playing is Kirk Cousins. And on the other side, man, dude, the Packers have looked horrible.
Yeah, I mean, well, they did against horrible. Arizona. They look terrible, man.
They've looked bad, man. Outside, you know, for Aaron Rodgers should be, you know, this is kind of a like of a low for him, I think, because he's Aaron Rodgers, dude. Like he should be able to be throwing to anybody, man. Like Tom Brady does, and you know, make it work.
Oh, and, yeah,
and,
dude.
And he's not. I mean, he has better receivers than Tom Brady, and he's not coming to play, man. Like, you know, I like I said, you know, I don't root for either one of them. So like, so at the same time, I haven't really seen Green Bay play that much. So I don't know if it's offensive line problems, or if it's just Aaron Rodgers.
It's,
you know?
it's defense, man. Their defense has been, even last year, their defense was pretty inconsistent. I didn't think they were going to get as far as they got. Uh-huh. But I'm still going to go. They're my team, dude, and I am going to be biased, man. And I'm going to say yes, they're going to beat Washington. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
All right, man, but they're not. But anyways. Oh, and plus, man, and like, Green Bay doesn't have a running game, man. We're talking about how Eddie Lacy is fat. He looks fat.
Yeah, he's terrible right now, man.
Oh, my God, man. Yeah, okay, anyways, next game. Who else is playing? Oh, Seattle and the Vikings.
Yeah, there you go.
Dude,
there you
Seattle's
go.
Gonna crush the Vikings.
Man. I gotta agree with that.
I don't think the Vikings are even gonna know the game started or ended, man. It's gonna be that bad, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't mess with Seattle, dude. I mean, yeah, you know, they messed up last year in the Super Bowl, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about they're like a seasoned team, dude. Like,
yeah,
you know, they've been struggling all year long, whatever stuff. They're starting to put it together, man. Russell Wilson's starting to throw the ball down the field. And you have the, you know, that defense, man, the Legion of Boom or whatever stuff. Man. I think the Vikings are in for a rude awakening, man.
Yeah, dude. Adrian Peterson can't do it on his own. And I think Terry Bridgewater still has – he's still young, man. He's still young in the game. I think he still has maybe a couple more years to – I don't think he's that great even now.
I know, me either.
But – and I'm a little surprised they got this far, man. But, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. I think with the Packers,
well, they've
man –
they've gotten this far because the Packers have sucked, man.
Yeah, I guess –
because they're in the same division, man.
Well, you know, I think it was episode 5 I did, man, when I did the whole fantasy thing. You know, I had said – and you even called me out on it because I forgot. You know, I actually messed up. I said the Packers are going to go 8-4 on the year, you know. I really meant 12-4, but I wasn't that far off, man, because they went 11-5. So, you know, I wasn't that far off, and you know, they were one game away from the division.
All right, man. Okay, yeah, you know what? Yeah, okay. So, I mean, I don't know what losing streaks and winning streaks they have. I just know that lately that they've been losing a lot. So, like, a lot of those 11 wins came early in the season.
Yeah, man. Yeah. They started losing in November. They lost 3 games in November. Okay, so those are our picks for the wild card weekend. You know, if I can get my brother on a podcast by next week, I have another person in mind that's gonna come in for a podcast early next week. So hopefully, I can get about another 2 podcasts in next week or by the following week as well. We'll follow up on these picks and see what went wrong, and then you know, make the picks for the following weekend after that. Real quick before we go, the big topic as well this week. Was the possibility of Johnny Football coming to the Cowboys, dude? What's your take on that?
Dude, you know, I really don't. I think I read, you know, before I even get into him going to anybody, man. Did you read about what happened with him, or like see what, like what happened? He went to Vegas
in disguise.
In disguise.
In disguise.
You know, that's.
Dang. That's an obsession.
No, he
that's
needs
an
help.
Obsession.
He
yes.
needs help, man.
Yes.
You know, so before I can even think about him with any teams, you know, he needs to. I mean, because I don't even know how. I mean, of all teams that would want him, it probably would be the Cowboys.
Yeah, exactly what I was thinking.
But why would anybody want him when he has these issues? Like he can't stop partying, the guy.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if you've like heard lately, whatever, but. Cause like LeBron James's publicity team, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah, they dropped him.
Was managing him, and dude, they dropped him. Dude.
Yeah, yep.
They dropped Johnny Football because he can't control himself. So, I don't know, man. I mean, I don't think that he's gonna go to the Cowboys, honestly, dude. I don't even know if he's gonna be with anybody next year, because man, he needs help, man.
Yeah. I'm gonna, you know, I actually want to see him go there, dude, because I know it would be a shit show, man, and it'd be something for us to laugh about again for another season, dude.
That's true, but you know, but the Cowboys don't need any help with that, man.
Well, you know, ways
for people to make fun of them.
Cowboys need to draft a quarterback this year.
And I was just gonna mention that they are gonna. Well, I don't know if they are or not. You know, I don't follow them too closely and stuff. But you know, but we're in South Texas, so they're shoved down our throats. Every week. But I think that I saw a headline said something about that. Romo gave his blessing for them to draft a quarterback, so I think, you know,
he knows, man.
He, you know, I think he's blown out his last shoulder and clavicle and whatever the hell is hurting him lately. But like, you know, I think he knows the time's ending for him, and I wouldn't be surprised if they drafted a quarterback. So saying that, you know, if they draft a quarterback, I don't see any way for them to bring Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, and it's right now in Dallas, it's all about not. If Tony Romo gets hurt, it's about when he gets hurt. Yeah. So that's already in everybody's mind. And everybody only goes to the Cowboys games, the home games, because of the stadium and to go see their visiting team. So we'll go ahead and end it off on that. We'll actually probably take up on that next week or the next podcast whenever I get my brother on there again. But we're already getting here to our destination here at the ranch. So we got a full weekend of hunting here. We'll report back on that as well. If you got any questions or anything, any comments, go ahead and send those over to my Facebook as well, Tony Villarreal, and you can find my brother on there as well if you need to. And thanks for listening, everybody. We'll keep you updated for the next episode. We're out.
See y'all.